this panel not being particularly responsive to my request. Now I guess would be the time that I'd want to pull out all the stops to salvage what looks like something that might be disappearing. I haven't heard from the cities that are going to be affected by this. You've just sat here and said now we'll be slower in responding to the jurisdictions. It seems to me that if customer service is a priority of your shop, that at least alerting the jurisdictions wherein you have inspectors to the fact that there's going to be a diminution of service would be at minimum a courtesy and would be at maximum a chance to help salvage what's not going very well here. And it seems to me that those are natural partners and allies of yours to come in and make the case that life as we know it ends if this fee increase package doesn't happen. They're not here. And I guess my advice and counsel to you, having been at that table making a case to a legislative panel just like this, the ship's sinking. And now might be a good time to be able to share for the benefit of us what the outcome of doing this or not doing this is, and to begin to call in your partners to make the case that there are going to be some ramifications here that we might want to be informed of before we make a decision.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Mr. Brewer. I think Representative Johnson probably put it pretty aptly, the condition we're in here. What I would like to have you do is meet with the members of this committee, and we will bring this back at a later date as soon as you feel and the members of the committee have instructed the chair that they're ready to move this issue. And as you've heard, there was concern, I think Representative Hayden and Representative Butler as well brought up the FTE questions, and also, as you've heard, the balance of the trade, electrical trade, whether the unions and the non-union shops and the local jurisdictions, and see if you can work with the members of this committee to where we can come to an agreement. And with that, we are adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.